USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden, on his first day in office, took a range of executive actions, including implementing a national mask mandate on federal property, revoking a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, and reversing a travel ban from several largely Muslim and African countries. Mum's a word regarding the letter left by former President Trump.
The President wrote a very generous letter. I have it because it was private. I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was generous.
President Trump spending his first evening as a private citizen at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Former President Trump's children will still receive Secret Service protection for the foreseeable future. The President signing a memo ordering protection to be extended for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge in California, a new strain of the virus could be the culprit.
A Cesar Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Cesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious, but not deadlier. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China leaders say the country will sanction more than two dozen U.S. officials, including members of the Trump administration, for allegedly violating China's sovereignty. The announcement came in a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. These 28 people and their family members will not be allowed to enter mainland China and Hong Kong. The sanctions also disallows them from doing business with China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Tuesday was President Trump's last full day in office. As the president left Washington, D.C., the Republican Party is also facing an uncertain future. Is President Trump the leader of the Republican Party? Will the president start his own party? There's been talk said he's starting a Patriot Party, as it would be called. As far as where he believes the GOP stands these days, former Vice President Dan Quayle tells Fox News.
Well, today, I would say the party is split. Time will tell whether we can get that back together or not. I think that we can. But I think you have to sort of separate the policies and the accomplishments of the Trump administration with the personality. The policies of the Trump administration, I think that, you know, a great number of people in the Republican Party support what he's accomplished. So I think that the policies are fine. It's really the personality. And let me just be very clear about this. I think from a political point of view, it's a lot easier to correct personalities than it is policies. There are not deep divisions in the Republican Party on policy. It's more about the personality of President Trump.
Quayle in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, attending the inauguration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.